Wyoming coal companies are out of bankruptcy and are rehiring. President Trump's promise to put coal miners back to work appears to have come true to some extent in northeastern Wyoming, where nearly 300 mining jobs have returned, bringing residents home and boosting local morale. Still, there's a lot of uncertainty for the state and the coal industry overall. Inside Energy's Madeline Beck reports from Gillette at the heart of Wyoming's Powder River Basin coal country.
This is what local TV news station K2 reported back in April 2016.
It's been a dark few days for the energy sector in Wyoming.
That's when Wyoming coal mines laid off more than 450 workers amid financial troubles exacerbated by low natural gas prices and debt. Wyoming Governor Matt Mead warned about the impacts at a press conference last year following the layoffs.
Your shopping, your hotels, your restaurants, all of them will feel the effects of miners being laid off.
And coal miner Gail Japp worried about her future.
What in the world am I going to do? I'm single. I'm 64. You know, I have a mortgage. Am I going to lose my house?
Coal prices have risen since last year, and major coal companies Peabody Energy, Arch Coal, and Alpha Natural Resources have come out of bankruptcy. The Gillette Workforce Center had a front row seat for the town's economic woes. The office has cream-colored walls, decorated with motivational posters and pictures of coal mines. Ramona Peterson is the manager of the center, which helps people find a new job.
At the height of the layoffs last year, we were between 250 and 300 people a day.
Peterson says her office is seeing about a third of that now, as more employers in and outside the mines are looking to hire. She says job seekers aren't just from coal, but also from oil and gas, which has also been struggling amid low prices for the last few years.
When the oil and gas industry started their layoffs, it was before the coal, but that's had a huge impact in our community also.
Kevin Cecil was laid off from the oil and gas industry last April. He says there weren't any jobs in the area, and he had to leave to find work in Indiana. For 5 months, he worked out of state while his family was back in Gillette. He said he only saw them about 2 weeks during that time.
It made it real difficult, you know, missing sporting events, dance, whatever the kids were involved in, you know. I missed a lot of it.
His wife Kayla and their two children didn't move with Kevin because the kids were in school, Kayla had a job, and they couldn't sell their house in a glutted housing market.
It was rough. I mean, having to stay here with the kids, just them and I, and then, you know, there was a lot of tears. It was hard.
Jaylin, their daughter, is 9 years old.
Without my dad, it was very sad for the first day.
About 330 people left Gillette between July 2015 and July 2016, or about 1% of the population, according to U.S. Census Bureau estimates. Kevin says he knows people who are still trying to pay off a house there, even after moving elsewhere for work. Kevin gambled with the job market and moved home, eventually getting a job at Peabody Energy's Caballo coal mine. But that mine only hired back 11 people.
Nobody believes that we're going to reach those peak employment rates that we've had before at the mines.
Gino Palazzari is the spokesman for the city of Gillette.
What used to happen when these busts used to occur is people would leave. But now that people have been here and they have kids and grandkids here, they don't want to go. And if they've left, they've come back.
Wyoming's perennial problem with attracting new industries to the state and evening out the boom and bust cycle is its low population.
So we have maybe a little bit more of a mobile workforce than we've had in the past.
We have been known as the energy capital of the nation.
Louise Carter King is Gillette's mayor. She says Gillette is working with two other cities to form a, quote, new growth alliance to market their area to new businesses. She's also bullish on the new research projects in the city to study how to clean up coal and keep it out of the air.
I believe with all this technology and research coming in, we're going to be the energy research capital of the nation.
Many in coal country are praising President Trump for his regulatory rollback, but the administration's proposed budget would slash funding for energy research like clean coal, as well as funding for other city projects. Still, the mayor hopes other infrastructure projects in a steady coal industry will allow the local economy to even out.
If we can even just get to stable rather than the ups and downs, just, you know, one straight line, even if it isn't way up there, I think that's what people would like, is just stability. And I do think we will get there.
For Inside Energy, I'm Madeline Beck.
Inside Energy is a public media collaboration dedicated to America's energy issues.